Paul was the flautist, the viola player was Antoine Tamestit, and the harpist was Marie-Pierre Longlemay. And that was a concert they gave in the small hall in the Berlin Philharmonie. Well, that brings tonight's edition of Radio 3 in Concert to a close. I hope you've enjoyed the music this week. Join me if you can next week for more. For now, though, goodbye.
That was Ian Skelly. We're actually at another European venue later tonight for a concert from last year's Rhein Vocal Festival. The four-part mass by William Byrd was the cornerstone, as it were, interspersed with pieces by some of his contemporaries. That's all in Early Music Late at 10:30 tonight. Tomorrow's Radio 3 in Concert comes from a bit closer to home. We're off to the Ulster Hall in Belfast for a plethora of second works by Beethoven. There's his second Leonora Overture and his Piano Concerto No. 2. Jonathan Bliss is soloist for that. And then after the interval, there's a new work, its first European performance, in fact, by the American composer Timo Andrus. And the programme ends with more second Beethoven, his Symphony No. 2. Radio 3 in Concert at the usual time tomorrow, 7:30.
A young lady accustomed to tuition is desirous of meeting with a situation in a family as governess.
A new adaptation of Charlotte Bronte's iconic novel.
A situation can be offered where there is but one pupil. Please send references to Mrs. Fairfax, Thornfield House.
Dark secrets and forbidden passion.
I cannot stay.
Jane, you must.
You heard a laugh.
I bolted my door.
You're very wise.
Jane Eyre on BBC Radio 4 begins tomorrow morning at 10:45.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 9 o'clock and we come to this week's Drama on 3, The Father, written by Florian Zeller and translated by Christopher Hampton. It's a co-production between Theatre Royal Bath, Ustinov Studio and Tricycle Theatre. It's directed by James MacDonald and here to introduce it is the translator, Christopher Hampton.
I saw Florian Zeller's play The Father, Le Père, in Paris, probably in 2013. I'd heard that this was an interesting young writer, and I was interested in seeing the actor Robert Hirsch, who did a legendary production of Richard III at the Comédie Française, which I'd seen probably in the 70s. Anyway, it turned out to be one of the most shattering evenings I've ever had in the theatre. Robert Hirsch was, at the time I saw him, 89, gave an astonishing performance, and the play is exceptionally moving. It's not a conventional study of Alzheimer's by any means. It looks as if it's going to be when it starts, but suddenly strange things begin to happen. Odd people come in, furniture starts to change, curious things happen to the main character which he can't account for. And gradually you begin to understand that what the play is doing is actually immersing you, the audience, in the experience of having Alzheimer's. And that's one of the remarkable features of the play. It was really a pleasure to translate. The thing to do was to keep out of the way, really, because the language is extremely straightforward and simple. And everything is in the play is to do with the theatricality of the situation and how the techniques of the theatre are brought to bear on this increasingly dreadfully common fate which lies in store for so many people.
So?
Nothing.
Dad!
What?
Tell me.
I just did. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Nothing at all. Just you bursting in on me as if something had happened. Something. But nothing happened. Nothing at all.
Nothing happened?
Nothing.
I've just had her on the phone.
So what does that prove?
She left in tears.
Who?
Dad, you can't go on behaving like this.
This is my flat, isn't it? I mean, this is incredible. I've no idea who she is, this woman. I never asked her for anything.
She's there to help you.
To help me do what? I don't need her, don't need anyone.
She told me you called her a little bitch or something.
Me?
Yes.
Could be, I don't remember.
She was in tears.
What, just because I called her?
No, because you... Apparently you...
Me?
Yes. With a curtain rod.
A curtain rod? What is this nonsense? Well,
that's what she told me. She told me that you threatened her physically.
Well, this woman is raving mad. Can you picture me with a curtain rod? No, obviously, you've got no idea what she's talking about. Physically, no. Best if she does leave. Believe me, raving mad. Best if she does leave, believe me, especially as...
As what?
Listen, if you must know, I suspect she was...
She was...
She was...
She was what?
I didn't want to have to tell you, but I suspect she was...
But she was what, Dad?
She was stealing from me.
Isabel, of course not. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, she stole my watch.
Your watch?
Yes.
Isn't it... More likely you just lost it.
No. I already had my suspicions, so I left my watch somewhere out in the open to see if she'd pinch it.
Where? Where did you leave it?
I can't remember. What I do know is that now it's nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. I can't find it. There's your proof. So, yes, maybe I called it. Like you say, maybe I got a bit annoyed. All right, if you like. Really, yeah. What, a curtain rod? Raving mad. Telling you. What's the matter?
I don't know what to do anymore.
What about?
We have to talk, Dad.
It's what we're doing, isn't it?
I mean, seriously, this is the third one.
I said I don't need her, I don't need anyone, I can manage very well on my own.
She wasn't easy to find, you know, it's not that easy. I thought she was really good. A lot of good qualities. She... And now she doesn't want to work here anymore.
You're not listening to what I'm telling you. That girl stole my watch. My watch, Anne. I've had that watch for years. It's of sentimental value. I'm not going to live with a thief.
Have you tried the kitchen cupboard?
What?
The kitchen cupboard. Behind the microwave, where you hide your valuables.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
I just know, that's all. Have you tried looking there for your watch?
Yes, I think so.
Dad, you have to understand. I can't come every day.
No one is asking you to.
It's the way it is. I can't leave you on your own.
What are you saying? Now you're just being insulting.
No, it's not insulting. You have to accept the idea that you need someone. If only to do the shopping, not to mention the other stuff. I'm not going to be able to do it anymore.
Have you been in my cupboard?
What?
Anne, tell me the truth. Have you been in my cupboard?
No.
Well, then how do you know that I... Sometimes with my valuables when I... Anyway, how do you know?
Oh, I can't remember. I must have opened it by accident.
Ah.
Oh, no. Dad, where are you going? Dad, I didn't touch anything. Don't worry. Dad! Can you hear me? I didn't touch anything. We can't go on like this. We just can't. Not like this. It's impossible. Why can't you understand? You found it.
Found what?
Your watch.
Oh, yes.
You realise Isabel had nothing to do with it?
Only because I hid it, luckily, just in time. Otherwise, I'd be standing here talking to you without any means of knowing what time it is. It's 5 o'clock, if you're interested. Myself, I am interested. Pardon me for breathing. I need to know exactly where I am during the day. I've always had this watch. If I was to lose it, I'd never recover.
Have you taken your pills?
Yes. Why do you keep looking at me like that, as if there's something wrong? Everything is fine. The world is turning. You've always been like that. A warrior. You were like that when you were little. You get that from your mother, always scared, always looking for reasons to be scared. But that's not the way the world works. All right, fine. You'll tell me there's also a kind of... that the shadows are closing in. But mostly, no. You see what I'm saying? That's what you have to understand. Now, your sister, she's always been much more... much less. She doesn't keep worrying about everything. I mean, she leaves me be. Where is she, by the way?
I'm going to have to move, Dad.
Move, you mean?
Live somewhere else.
Right, why not? Sounds good.
I'm going to have to leave Paris.
Really? Why?
Well, we've talked about this, remember?
Oh, is that why you're so keen on this nurse living with me? Is that the reason? Well, obviously it is. The rats are leaving the ship.
I won't be here, Dad. You need to understand that.
You're leaving? But when? I mean, why?
I've met someone.
You?
Yes.
You mean a man?
Yes.
Really?
Well, you needn't sound so surprised.
Oh, it's just that since your last, what was his name?
Antoine.
Yeah, you have to admit, since Antoine, there hasn't been a lot of... What's he do, anyway?
He lives in London. I'm going to go and live there.
What? London? You're not going to do that, are you, Anne? Oh, come off it. It never stops raining in London. Do I know him?
Yes. You've met him.
You sure?
Yes, Dad, lots of times.
So, if I understand correctly, you're leaving, is that it? You're abandoning me?
Oh, Dad.
What's going to become of me? Why can't he come and live in Paris?
He works over there.
Well, what about your job?
I can work from home. I don't need to be in Paris.
Ah, I see.
You know, it's important to me, Dad. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going. I really love him. I'll come back and see you. Often, at weekends, but I can't leave you on your own. It's not possible. That's why, if you refuse to have help, I'm going to have to...
To what? To what?
You have to understand, Dad.
You're going to have to what? Anne, you're going to have to what? Find that lawyer's number. Give him a call. Haven't lived all these years to be treated like this. No. Phone that lawyer. Yes. My own daughter. My own daughter.
Everything all right?
Sorry?
Everything all right?
What are you doing?
Sorry?
What are you doing here? What are you doing in my flat?
Andre, it's me. Pierre.
What?
Didn't you recognise me? It's me. Pierre.
Who? What are you doing here?
I live here.
You?
Yes.
You live here?
Yes.
You live in my flat? Well, that's the best yet. Now I've heard everything.
I'm going to phone Anne. Your daughter.
Yes, I do know who Anne is. Do you know her? Are you a friend of hers? I'm speaking to you. Do you know Anne?
I'm her husband.
You are?
Yes.
Her husband? Since when?
Coming up for 10 years.
Oh, yes, 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 of course. 10 years already, eh? Time passes at such a lick, but... Aren't you separated?
Who, Anne and me?
You aren't?
No.
You sure? I mean, are you sure?
Yes, Andre.
But this thing about England, wasn't she supposed to be going to London, wasn't she?
Hello, darling. Yes, it's me. Tell me, will you be done soon? No, it's no problem. It's just... Well, your father isn't feeling very well. I think he'd like to see you. Yes. All right. That's fine. We'll wait for you. See ya. Yes. Well, don't be too long. No. Lots of love. She'll be here soon. She's just out. Shopping. She's coming straight back.
She told me she's going to go and live in London. She told me the other day.
In London?
Yes.
What's she going to do in London?
She's met an Englishman.
Anne?
Yes.
I don't think so, Andre.
Oh, yes, she has. She told me the other day. She said she'd move and you go and live with him. I even remember telling her it's a stupid idea because it never stops raining in London. Don't you know about this?
No.
Whoops.
What?
I put my foot in it.
No. Don't worry. She hasn't mentioned it to me, but I'm sure she was planning to soon.
You mean you didn't know about this Englishman either?
No.
Whoops-a-daisy. Never mind. Chin up. They all end up leaving in the end. I speak from experience.
You want something to drink while we're waiting for her? A glass of water? Fruit juice?
No, what was I going to say? Oh, yes, that's right. Come back to me.
What?
It's about that girl.
What girl?
You know. A nurse, you know about this?
Laura.
I can't remember her name. That girl your wife's always trying to hand me over to. A nurse, you know about this? As if I can't manage on my own. She said I needed the help of this. I can manage perfectly well on my own, even if she had to go abroad. I don't understand why she persisted. I mean, look at me. Take a good look at me,
Pierre.
Yes, that's right, Pierre. Take a good look at me. I can still manage on my own, don't you think? I mean, I'm not completely... am I? Look, I still have the use of my hands, my arms, my legs. It all works wonderfully. You agree? Of course you agree. Don't know where she gets this obsession from. This stupid obsession. Ridiculous. She's never known how to weigh up any given situation. The thing is, she's not very bright. Not very, you agree? Not very intelligent. She gets that from her mother.
I think she tries to do the best she can for you, Andre.
The best she can. I never asked her for anything, but she's cooking something up against me. She's cooking up something. I don't know what it is, but I suspect she wants to put me in a home that... I've seen the signs. That's what she has at the back of her mind. She almost came out with it the other day, but let me make something absolutely clear. Not leaving my flat. Not leaving it.
This isn't your flat, Andre.
Sorry?
Well, if you remember, you moved here. I mean, you moved to our place while you were waiting for...
What?
Well, yes. While you were waiting for a new carer to be found. Because you quarrelled with the last one, with Isabel.
Did I?
Yes. Don't you remember? That's why you're staying at our place while you wait.
So, Antoine...
Pierre!
You're telling me I'm in your place?
Yes.
Well, now I've heard everything.
Yeah. Oh, it was as quick as it could be. Everything all right? What's happening?
Nothing much. Your father seemed a bit confused. I think he wanted to... Didn't you? Wanted to see you.
Something wrong? You all right, Dad? Dad?
Hi.
Yes?
What is this nonsense?
What are you talking about?
Where's Anne?
Sorry?
Anne, where is she?
I'm here, Dad, I'm here.
Huh?
to do some shopping, and now I'm back. I'm here. Everything's all right.
I see, I see. What did you buy?
A chicken. Sound good. Are you hungry?
Why not?
Look, let me have it. I'll go and fix everything.
Thanks. Pierre called me. He said you weren't feeling very well.
Oh, I feel fine. Just suddenly doesn't make sense about any of this.
What?
Well, it's difficult to explain. It's difficult. You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
No.
You look worried.
Me?
Yes, you look worried. Is everything all right?
Well, everything's fine. It's just...
Just what?
I'm just sitting there quietly in the sitting room looking for a telephone number when suddenly your husband arrived.
Who?
Your husband.
What husband?
Well, yours, my dear, not mine.
Antoine?
Your husband.
Dad, I'm not married.
Sorry?
I got divorced more than 5 years ago. Have you forgotten?
What? Well, then, who was he?
Who?
Are you doing this on purpose? I'm talking about him that just left with the chicken.
The chicken? What are you on about, Dad?
Right here. Just 2 minutes ago, did you not hand over a chicken to someone? You were holding a chicken, were you not? A chicken.
What chicken? What are you talking about, Dad?
I'm worried about you, Anne.
Me?
Oh, yes, seriously. Have you forgotten? Are you suffering memory lapses or what? I think you'd better go and see someone, old girl. I'm talking about something that happened not 2 minutes ago. Yes, I could have timed it. About a chicken which you bought for dinner?
I think you're mistaken, Dad. There's no one in the kitchen.
Well, that's most peculiar, because he was there 2 minutes ago.
Who? Dad?
She's vanished. Must be hiding somewhere.
The man with the chicken.
Your husband. Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling?
Nothing. Sorry.
It's driving me crazy, all this nonsense.
Calm down.
You want me to calm down?
Yes. Come over here.
Something funny going on, believe me. Something funny going
on. Come and sit down next to me. Come on. Now, don't worry. Everything will sort itself out. Hmm?
I don't know.
Yes, it will. Don't worry. Have you taken your pills?
What's that got to do with anything?
Let's give you your pills. The evening dose. Then you'll feel better.
It's going on all around us. Strange things. Going on around us, there was this man claiming this was his flat. Very unsympathetic looking man, a bit like your husband, only worse. In my flat? See what I'm saying? That's the best yet, don't you think? In my flat? He said. Mm-mm. But. This is my flat. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. And. Tell me, this really is my flat, isn't it?
Expecting her any minute. I know. I really hope things will work out this time. Well, yes. But you can't imagine how difficult it is sometimes. The other day, he didn't even recognise me. I know. Yes, it's lucky you were there. No, I can't see any other solution. Oh, there's the bell. That must be her. I'll say goodbye now. All right. Yeah. Yes, lots of love. Yes. Me too. Hello.
Not too late, am I?
Oh, no. This is all. Please, come in.
Thanks.
I was expecting you. Please come in. Thank you for coming today.
It's okay.
My father's in his room. I'll go and fetch him. Would you like something to drink?
No, thanks.
Well, please make yourself comfortable. So, as I was telling you, I think he's a bit upset by the whole idea of...
That's okay.
Yes, and that can cause him to... Well, he's annoyed with me at the moment, and I'm telling you this just to warn you. He is capable of reacting unexpectedly.
Has he lived on his own up to now?
Yes, yes, in a flat not too far from here, and it worked. I was able to look in on him practically every day. Mm. But eventually we've had to come to another arrangement. It just wasn't viable anymore.
I understand.
He's had several carers, one after the other, but he's had difficulty getting on with them. He has his ways. Oh. He can be quite... eccentric. Yes, quite eccentric. That's why I moved him here, in with me. I thought it would be better for him, but I can't manage him on my own. There's too much for me. And I have to work. I have to... Well, that's why that's why I need someone to help me.
Did I hear the bell?
You did, Dad. I'd like you to meet Laura.
How do you do, sir?
I explained to you that Laura was going to come by today so that you could meet.
Hello.
Hello.
You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Do we know each other? We do know each other, don't we?
No, I don't think so.
Positive?
Yes, I think so.
Your face is familiar.
Is it?
I've a distinct impression I've seen your face before.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, so... Laura has come by today to get a bit of an idea about how you live and to see to what extent she might be able to help you.
Yes, my dear, you've told me that 100 times. My daughter has a tendency to repeat herself. It's an age thing. Would you like something to drink?
You're very kind, but no thanks.
An aperitif? Surely it's tame for an aperitif. Don't you think? What is the... Where's my... I'll be right back.
He's going to look for his watch.
Oh?
He's a very punctual man, even if he is in his pyjamas in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, perhaps he's been having a siesta.
I expect so, yes.
Well, in any case, he's charming.
Yes. Not always, but yes, most of the time he is charming. Like I said, he has his ways.
Well, that's good.
Just as I thought. Time for an aperitif. I have 2 watches, one on my wrist, the other in my head. It's always been that way. What would you like, young lady?
Dad.
I'm allowed to offer, I guess, something, aren't I? What would it be?
What are you going to have?
A small whiskey.
All right, I'll take the same.
Excellent. 2 whiskies, just 2. I'm not going to offer you one, Anne. She never touches alcohol, never.
That's true.
That's why she always seems so...
So what?
Sober. Her mother was the soberest woman I ever met, whereas her little sister, quite another story.
You have 2 daughters.
Yeah, I hardly ever see the other one, Elise, but all the same, she's always been my favourite. You ever hear from her? I wonder why she never keeps in touch. Dazzling girl. An artist.
Oh.
Painter. Here's your whiskey.
Thank you all.
Cheers. I'd give everything I own for a glass of whiskey, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't own all that much.
Don't you? What do you do for a living?
Well, I look after other people.
Other people?
Yes, my job is to help people who need help.
Ah. Sounds like one of those girls you're always trying to dump off on me. Must be a difficult job, isn't it? Spending all day with... I couldn't stand it.
What about you? What did you do for a living?
I was a dancer.
Were you?
Yes.
Dad.
What?
You were an engineer.
What do you know about it? Tap dancing was my speciality.
Really?
You seem surprised.
Yes, a little bit.
Can't you imagine me as a tap dancer?
Of course. It's just...
Just what?
I've always... love tap dancing.
Well, you as well?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still great at it. Would you like me to give you a demonstration one day?
I would love that.
Why are you laughing? Don't you believe me?
Of course I do. It's just...
What?
I just... The whiskey.
Oh, I know. I know who you remind me of. I know who she reminds me of.
Ooh.
Elise, when she was the same age.
Elise?
My other daughter. Oh, she's an angel, don't you think? Oh, yeah, there's a resemblance, yes.
Maybe slightly.
Oh, yes, there's a resemblance.
There is, yeah.
Your habit, that dreadful habit of laughing inanely.
Had you there, didn't I?
It's my special brand of humour. I like to surprise people. The situation is very simple. I've been in this flat, for a very long time. I'm extremely attached to it. I bought it over 30 years ago, can you imagine? You weren't even born. It's a very big flat, very nice, very big. I've been very happy here. Anyway, my daughter... He's very interested in it.
Dad, what are you talking about?
My daughter is convinced that I can't manage on my own, so she's moved in with me, ostensibly to help me, with a man that she met just after her divorce. Who's a very bad influence on her, I have to tell you.
Look, Dad, what are you talking about?
And now she'd like to convince me that I can't manage on my own. The next step is to send me away somewhere. I don't know where. Although I do know where. I know. Obviously, it's a much more efficient way of getting hold of my flat.
Dad!
But it's not going to happen that way, no. I have no intention of leaving any time soon, you heard me? I intend to outlive both of you. Well, maybe not you, but my daughter, definitely. I shall make a point of it. I'm going to inherit from her, not the other way round. And on the day of her funeral, I shall make a little speech to remind everyone what a heartless... and manipulative person she was.
I'm very sorry about this.
Why, she understands perfectly. It's you that doesn't understand. I've been trying to explain to her for months, but she refuses to listen, refuses. So, since you're here and your job is helping people, perhaps you'd help me explain things clearly to her. That I will not leave my flat. I do not need any help from anyone. All that I want is for everyone to bugger off and leave me in peace. If you'd help me do that, I'd be most grateful. Having said that, it's been a great pleasure. I'll be leaving.
You said he had his ways. You weren't kidding.
No, I'm very sorry.
Don't be. That sort of reaction is quite normal.
No, I'm very sorry.
It will all turn out fine. I'm certain of it. Don't worry. It will all turn out fine.
You think so? Get to sleep. I was so tired. So tired that falling asleep was beyond me. So I got up and I went into his room, Dad's room. He was asleep. He looked like a child. His mouth was open. He looked at peace. So peaceful. And I don't know what came over me, a kind of wave of hatred. And I put my hands around his throat.
gently. I could feel his pulse beneath my hands, like little butterflies. And then I squeezed them very hard. He didn't open his eyes. He didn't close his mouth. It was just living through one bad moment, just 1 minute. Hardly that, just 1 moment. Still. But it was curiously gentle. Gentle and still. When I relaxed the pressure and I took my hands away, I had the sense he was no longer breathing, that it was all over at last. As if the butterflies had flown. Yes. He had a slight smile. He was dead. He was dead, but I had the impression he was thanking me.
No, it went well, I think. She said she'd start tomorrow.
Here?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. And then we'll see how the first day goes. I was so afraid it wasn't going to go well, but in the end it was fine. He was charming.
There you are, you see.
Yes. She seems very sweet. Very competent. He turned on the charm for her.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You should have seen it. He told her he'd been a dancer. Tap dancer.
No.
Yes. She started to laugh, but not in a mocking way, you understand. There was something kind about her. I don't know how else to describe it to you. As if she was going to be able to... Well, as if the two of them were going to get on really well. He said that she reminded him of Elise.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
But how old is she?
I don't know. 30, something like that.
Is she pretty?
Why, are you interested?
What's the matter with you?
With me?
Yes, you seem odd. If it went well, then that's good news, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So, what's the matter with you? Tell me.
It's just...
What?
Just now, when he didn't recognise me, when I went down to buy the dinner, I don't know. It did something to me.
I understand.
I'm finding this so hard.
Come, let me give you a hug.
I could see in his eyes he didn't recognise me, not at all. I was like a stranger to him.
You have to get used to it.
Can't manage to.
Oh, I think you can. I think you're managing very well.
You're wrong. Sometimes I think I'll never manage to. And he keeps talking about Elise, and I don't know what to say to him when he starts. I'm lost.
Come here.
I had a terrible nightmare about him last night. I dreamt I was strangling him. Did you put the chicken in the oven?
Yes. It'll be ready in 10 minutes. Hungry?
No. I had a good day. Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes, Dad. That suits you?
Yes, my dear. Yeah. Suits me fine, but... Hello.
Hello.
Are you hungry, Dad?
Yes, yes. Tell me, do we have guests this evening?
No, why?
Nothing.
There's nothing special. A few meetings, nothing special. I'm still waiting for Simon's answer. It always takes longer than you expect. No, hopefully we'll sign before the end of the month. How about you?
Well, I told you Laura came to see us just now, didn't she, Dad? Laura came by to see us just now.
Who?
Laura. The young woman who came to see us just now.
Oh, yes.
And then I've been here ever since.
Didn't do any work?
Well, not really. I've been with Dad.
Has anyone seen my watch? I can't seem to find it.
Again?
I've been looking for it for some time.
Well, you must have put it in your cupboard, don't you think? In your hiding place.
What are you talking about, Anne? I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't know what you're talking about. Cupboard? There's no cupboard? What are you talking about? Couldn't you be more discreet?
Have you looked in your cupboard?
I've just come from there. It's not there. I've lost it somewhere. Or it's been stolen.
No, it hasn't.
What do you mean, no, it hasn't? How can you say no, it hasn't? It can't have flown away. Why do you say no, it hasn't? Well, you know very well it might have been stolen, my watch.
You want me to go and look?
Yes, if it's not a bother. It worries me. I'm worried. I keep losing all my things. Everyone's helping themselves. If it goes on like this much longer, I'll be stark naked. Stark naked. I won't even know what time it is.
I'll be back.
Am I disturbing you?
Sorry?
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No.
Might you have the time?
Yes.
Ah, thank you. So what time is it exactly?
It's almost 8.
That late? Shouldn't we be sitting down to dinner?
Yes, just as soon as the chicken's ready in 10 minutes.
Ah, we're having chicken this evening.
Yes, the one Anne just bought.
It's very pretty, it's very pretty, your watch. Is it yours? Is it yours?
Yes.
May I see it?
So, apparently it went very well.
Oh, yes, it went well. What?
Well, your meeting with the carer.
Oh, yes, very well, very well. She's very...
Yeah, apparently, she looks like Elise.
Is that right?
No, I've no idea. I've never seen her.
Oh, yes, it went well. It's mainly for Anne. I don't really need it. It's mainly for her. But may I have a look at it, your watch?
No, you're right. It's important for her that this works out. She's been very worried about you, you know. It makes her very unhappy when you fall out with... Anyway, let's hope everything works out this time. That you'll be happy with this woman, that you'll welcome her a little more warmly. What is it about my watch?
I'm just looking, just checking. Tell me, did you buy it?
Sorry?
Was it a present or did you buy it?
I bought it. Why?
I don't suppose you kept the receipt.
What are you talking about?
For your watch.
I was talking about Anne.
Do you know her? Oh, yes, of course. Oh, yes, that's right. You're I'm a father. Nice to meet you. I expect we'll be seeing a bit of each other as you're her new... I mean, if it lasts. As for me, I can't really explain why. We've never really hit it off.
Why are you saying that?
I'm just telling you. Not like her sister, Elise, or she's a marvellous girl. Marvellous. Haven't seen her for months. She's travelling round the world, I think. She's very successful. She's a painter. Painter. I can't blame her, but I'd be so happy if she came back to see me. I'd take her in my arms. We'd be glued together for hours on end, just the way we used to when she was little, and she still used to call me Little Daddy. Little Daddy! Well, that's nice, isn't it, don't you think? Little Daddy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
But I want an honest answer, nothing fancy. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Well then. How much longer do you intend to hang around, getting on everybody's tits?
Dad.
Good start.
Why do you say that?
My dear, when someone says I need to talk to you, it means they've something disagreeable to say, don't you think?
No. Not necessarily.
So what is it you wanted to say?
Never mind, nothing. spoken to Pierre.
Pierre?
Pierre, Dad, I've spoken to him.
Your husband?
Dad, Pierre isn't my husband. I'm divorced.
Well, make up your mind.
I divorced Antoine 5 years ago. I now live with Pierre. He's who I'm living with.
I don't care for him, that fellow. He's unsympathetic, don't you think? I don't care for him. But
he's not a fellow, Dad. He's the man I love. Anyway, I've spoken to him, and do you remember at first when you came here, it was, I mean, it was a temporary solution. It was a stopgap because you'd fallen out with Isabel. But how shall I put this? I was wondering if it wouldn't be more... You're comfortable in your room, aren't you? You're comfortable in that room at the back.
Yes.
Yes, you seem comfortable. That's what I thought. And so I was wondering if it wouldn't be more reassuring, nicer for you, if we came to a joint decision that you should move in here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for good with us. On condition that we find someone to help us, and that way we could see each other every day, it would be easier. What do you think? I've spoken to Pierre and he agrees.
But I thought you were going to go and live in London.
No, Dad, why do you keep going on about London?
I don't understand any of this nonsense. You keep changing your mind. How do you expect anyone to keep up?
But there was never any question of going to London.
Yes, there was. You told me
the
other day. You did. Have you forgotten? You've forgotten. Listen, Anne, I sometimes think that you suffer from memory lapses. You do, I'm telling you. Haven't you noticed? It worries me.
In any event, I'm not going to London.
Quite right, too. It never stops raining in London.
I'm staying here. So is Pierre.
What about me?
Well, you as well, Dad. You're staying here, too.
What about your sister? Where's she?
Dad.
What? Oh, if you knew how much I missed her.
He's ill, Anne. He's ill.
Dad! What are you doing standing there? Come and sit down, come on. Dad. Come on, come and sit down.
So it went well?
Yes, it went very well. Don't you agree, Dad?
What?
It went well, your meeting with Laura.
Oh, yes.
You made her laugh a lot.
Did I?
Yes, she thought you were charming. So she told me. She told me she thought you were charming, that you had your ways, but that you were charming. Those were the words she used. She's going to come back tomorrow morning to start working here. Would you like a bit more?
Oh, yes. I would. It's good, this chicken, don't you think?
Yes.
Where did you buy it?
Downstairs.
Really?
Why?
Oh, no reason. It's good.
Pierre?
No, thanks. Is she doing full days?
Yes, till 6.
And then?
What do you mean?
After 6.
I'll be there.
Are you satisfied?
With what?
You have a daughter who looks after you properly, don't you? You're lucky.
You're lucky too.
You think so?
What's the matter with her?
Anne, she's tired. She needs a bit of sun.
You need to look after old boy. Why don't you take her away somewhere?
Why? Do you want me to tell you why? Sometimes I wonder whether you're doing it on purpose.
What?
Nothing. You know, we had planned to go to Corsica 10 days ago.
Oh?
But we had to cancel at the last minute. Do you know why?
No.
Because of your row with Isabel.
Isabel?
The woman who was looking after you before Laura. Have you forgotten? We weren't able to go and leave you on your own in Paris. We had to cancel our holiday and bring you over here. And now it seems you're going to stay here for good, if I understand correctly. He's forgotten. Amazing.
Stop it.
What?
You're being a bit...
A bit what?
Sarcastic.
Not at all, Anne. I think I'm being very patient. Very patient, believe me.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Yes, you are. Tell me. Why are you telling me how patient you are?
I think anyone but me.
Yes.
I think anyone else would have pressured you to...
To what?
To do what the situation calls for, Anne. What it calls for.
And that is?
You know very well.
Where's the chicken? Did you take it away?
Yes, would you like a bit more?
Is it in the kitchen?
Yes, I'll fetch
it. No. I'll go.
Why do you say things like that in front of him?
What did I say? Anyway, forgets everything.
Well, that's no reason.
Listen, I totally understand your feelings.
No, you don't understand.
No, I do. But what I don't understand is... I mean, you do so much for him, and I respect you for that. You took the decision to bring him here, and why not? But... How can I put this? I honestly think you ought to come up with a different solution. He's completely lost it.
No, don't talk like that.
How do you want me to talk? I'm telling the truth. Now, we have to find another arrangement.
Such as?
Putting him in an institution.
A home?
Yes. A nursing home? It'd be better for him.
Why are you saying this to me today? I mean, when tomorrow morning there's this...
Yes, you're right. We'll see. Hopefully it'll work out well with this girl, and you seem to think she's good. But believe me, the moment will come, however good she is. He's ill, Anne. He's ill.
Dad! What are you doing standing there? Come and sit down, come on. Dad? Come on, come and sit down.
Is he asleep?
Yes. Finally.
What a day.
Yes.
All right.
He asked me to sing him a lullaby. Can you believe it? He asked... He wanted a song. And then he closed his eyes and he went straight to sleep. With his mouth open. He looked at peace. So peaceful.
Did he hear, I mean?
Yes, you saw him. He was just there. Yes, he couldn't help hearing.
But he didn't say anything?
No. He looked so sad. He was like a little boy. Well, I told you. He asked me to sing him a lullaby. Brought tears to my eyes.
I can understand.
I remembered what sort of man he was. I was scared of him when I was little. If only you knew. He had so much authority. And now he's here. I sing him a lullaby and he goes straight to sleep. I can hardly believe it. It's sad. It's terribly sad. And he left.
Yes. Want a glass?
Please. It was so strange this evening.
You know what I think.
It's worrying me.
Shall we change the subject?
Yes. Sorry. It's good? This wine?
Yes.
I've been thinking about what you were saying earlier on about when you said we should put him into a home.
Oh.
Yes, and I was thinking that maybe you were right. Maybe you were right after all.
Sleep well? How should I know? I suppose so. Forgotten the sugar.
I'll bring it.
I take two sugars in my coffee in the morning. It's easy. Men fall into two camps. Those who take sugar in their coffee and the rest. The whole battle is to decide which category you belong to. Myself, I belong to the category of those who take it in their... I'm sorry, but that is the way that I am. You bring the sugar?
Yes, on my way.
I did not sleep well, had a nightmare. There's this man in my flat claiming it was his place, claiming he was your husband. Something along those lines. He threatened me, but... Anne? Who? You might at least consult me before you... Anne?
Here, I brought you the sugar.
Huh?
Where? You take two.
Where's Anne?
She went out.
Really? Already?
Yes.
What time is it?
She'll be back soon, at the end of the day. I'm going to look for your medication.
Wait a minute.
What? I'll be back. I'm just going to look for your medication.
I've lost my watch again. Oh, shit. Honestly. I should have got dressed before she arrived. What's she going to think of me? I'm still in my pyjamas. What time is it?
Time for your medication. Here we are. Best to take them now and then it's done, don't you think? There are three today. Oh, this little blue one. That's the one you like, isn't it? The little blue pill. It's a pretty colour, isn't it?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you a nun?
No.
Then why are you speaking to me as if I were retarded?
Hey, I'm not speaking to you as if you were retarded.
Yes, you are. You little blue pea. You little blue pea.
I'm so sorry. I didn't think you...
It's really unpleasant. You'll see when you get to my age, which will happen sooner than you think, by the way. It's really unpleasant.
I apologise. It won't happen again.
You little blue pea.
Here's your water.
Have you noticed?
What about?
What do you think, the room?
No, what about it?
It's changed.
You think so?
That piece of furniture there. Who put that there, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Your daughter, well, I imagine.
Well, obviously my daughter, obviously. But have you got any idea what's going to happen to this flat?
No.
Well, I have. Mm. Keep my eyes open. Keep my ears open. Mm. I know everything. I'd like to apologise. The last time we met, perhaps I said a little too much, or maybe not enough. Yeah. You think?
No problem. Your daughter warned me. Huh? She told me you had your ways. Ooh. Yeah. And you know what my answer was?
No.
I said, pleased to hear it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, you are so like Elise. It's amazing. Not Anne, no, my other daughter, the one I love.
Oh, Anne told me what happened to her. I'm so sorry, I didn't know.
Didn't know about what?
Her accident.
What accident?
What?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Have you taken your medication? Then let's go and get dressed.
There we are.
What
you just said.
Well,
you're speaking to me as if I'm a retarded.
I'm not.
You are.
No,
you
I'm
are.
Not.
Let's go and get dressed, you little blue pill. But the thing is, I'm very intelligent, very. Sometimes I even surprise myself. You should bear that in mind. You understand?
Yes. Yes, I'll bear it in mind.
Thank you. Sometimes I even surprise myself. Memory. Oh. Like an elephant. You know the animal?
Yes. Yeah. You've forgotten to take your pills.
Oh. So I did. What did they do? Yeah.
I get you another glass of water.
No, don't go. No. I can use the...
The what?
The coffee.
Are you sure?
Positive.
It'd be easier with the water.
No, it wouldn't. Look, watch carefully. I'm going to stick these pills in my gob. There they go. Hey, Preston. Oh, did you see?
Yes, I'm watching.
Another coffee. You're watching carefully. The job is done.
Bravo.
I used to work for the circus for a bit when I was young.
Did you?
I was quite talented. Mm. My speciality was conjuring tricks. Do you like conjuring tricks? Would you like me to do you a little magic? Do you have a pack of cards?
No.
No? I bet we can find one in these cupboards. Let's look together. Cards, diamonds, spades, clubs. I used to play cards all the time with my friends before I was married. Sometimes till the small hours of the morning. Place your bets. I'm going to show you a trick. A trick you've never seen. A magic trick invented by me. You'll see. Or rather you won't see. Because you'll be blinded.
Let's get dressed first.
Now?
Yes.
No, not now.
Yes.
What's the point in taking my pyjamas off? Only have to put them on again tonight. Why don't we save time?
I see what you mean. Hmm? But if you keep your pyjamas on, we won't be able to go out.
Where do you want to go?
To the park. Mm. Oh, it's a nice day.
Everything going well?
Fine. We're just going to get dressed.
Beth?
You coming with me?
Is everything all right, Andre? Is there something the matter?
No.
I just wanted a word with you, in fact.
With me?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'll go and get your things ready.
Wait a minute.
I'll be back.
Don't leave me on my own.
What? I'll be in the other room. I'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
But I want an honest answer, nothing fancy. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Well, then. How much longer do you intend to hang around, getting on everybody's tits?
Me?
Yes, you. I'd like to know your opinion, at least on this subject. I'm curious to know how much longer you intend to hang around getting on everybody's tits. I mean, do you intend to go on ruining your daughter's life, or is it too much to hope that you'll behave reasonably in the foreseeable future?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What about you, Andre? About you. Your attitude.
Don't do that. I won't allow it.
You won't allow it?
No.
Suppose I do it again. Then what would you do? Yes?
You have to take me on, physically.
Are you saying that to tempt me? See, me as well, there's something I can't allow. Getting on everybody's tits past a certain age.
Stop that, do you hear?
Yes, I won't put up with that. I find that totally inappropriate, and at your age.
I said stop it!
All right. I'll stop. But I hope I've made myself clear. That the message has come across, otherwise I'm going to have to...
What? What?
Well, what do you think?
Huh?
Right, I couldn't find your watch, Dad, but we'll have another look later on. Because now the chicken's ready, we can all sit down to eat. Dad? Dad, what's the matter? Dad? Dad, what's the matter? Pierre, what's the matter with him?
I don't know.
Dad, are you all right? Look at me. What is it? Oh, Dad, what's the matter? Is it because of your watch? Is that the reason? But we'll find it, all right? I promise you we'll find it. I haven't had a chance to have a proper search yet, but we'll find it. Shush, don't cry. Come on, you'll be all right now, eh? Come on, you'll be all right now. Let's eat our chicken, shall we? Hey, you like chicken, don't you?
Well, what time is it?
It's 8 o'clock, Dad. It's time to eat.
In the evening?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the morning. I've only just got up. Look, I'm still in my pyjamas.
No, Dad, it's the evening and I've cooked you a chicken. Come on, let's eat. Come on, little daddy. Little daddy. Please. It was so strange this evening.
You know what I think.
It's worrying me.
Shall we change the subject?
Yes, sorry. It's good, this wine.
Yes.
I've been thinking about what you were saying earlier on about when you said we should put him into a nursing home.
Oh.
Yes, and I was thinking that maybe you were right. Maybe you were right after all.
I think I was.
It hurt me so much to see him like that this evening.
Yes.
I had the feeling he was frightened of you.
I know.
I'm frightened of you too.
Oh, don't talk such nonsense. Well, stop being frightened. Look, believe me, this is the right decision. Afterwards, we'll be able to lighten up a little. Go away somewhere. I mean, wouldn't you like to go away?
But where?
I don't know. A long way away. Just the two of us. Live a bit. Listen to me. You have no reason to feel guilty. It doesn't make sense.
Sense? What does make any sense?
Being happy. Being together. Being alive.
Didn't sleep.
Last night?
No, not a wink.
Why? Aren't you feeling well?
Have you seen?
What?
You mean what? Look around you. There's no furniture.
So?
So, we've been burgled.
Well, no, we haven't.
But look, there's nothing here.
But it's always been like this here, Dad. It's the way the flat is designed.
Is that what you think?
Of course. It's always been like this here.
I'm sorry, Anne, you're wrong.
I'm not. I don't think. Well, don't you like it? You think it's a bit minimal?
Horrible, more like. Who's done this? Who designed it?
I did, Dad.
Did you?
Yes.
There's nothing here.
Well, no, I like it like this. Right, I need a coffee. How about you?
I remember there were pieces of furniture all over the place.
But you're mixing it up with your flat, Dad. It's always been like this here. Right, I'm going to make a coffee, and then we'll get you dressed.
All ready.
Yes, you have a visitor today, remember?
Hmm.
Dad? Do you remember?
My dear, you must give up this habit of repeating the same thing over and over again. It's very boring. Burble, burble, burble. Never-endingly burbling on. Of course I remember. How could I have forgotten? You never stopped telling me.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to be sure you had remembered. She shouldn't be long.
This early?
Yeah, she's supposed to be here for your breakfast. Would you like a coffee before she gets here?
I dreamt about her last night.
Laura?
Yes, I think I did. I can see her face now. You know, she really reminded me of your sister.
Laura, yes. That's what you said yesterday.
But doesn't she remind you?
Perhaps. Slightly. Anyway, if you like her, I'm happy.
Ah.
She seems really nice. I mean, sweet. And very efficient. Mm. She'll look after you well.
Yes, 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 I like her.
Good, well, we'd better get you dressed before she arrives, don't you think?
Who?
Laura. Your new carer, the one you like?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Better to have a jacket on when she arrives.
And trousers.
Yes. Mm. She really enjoyed meeting you yesterday, you know. She found you very...
What?
Oh, I can't remember the word she used. Charming, that's it. She said you were charming.
Did she?
Yes. And I must say you did quite a little number on her.
Did I?
Yes, you convinced her that you'd been a dancer, that you were good at tap dancing.
Me? Mm. Well, what did she say?
She said she hoped you'd give her a demonstration one day.
It's funny. I didn't know I knew how to tap dance, did you?
No.
Hidden talents.
Apparently, yes.
Tap dancing.
Ooh.
Oh.
Is that her?
I expect so.
What? So soon? I need a bit more time.
No, it's all right, Dad. You can get dressed later. Dad, it's all right. She's outside the door.
Oh, don't leave me like this. What's she going to think of me? I have to get dressed. Where are my clothes?
Oh, Dad, why do you have to make everything so difficult? You can get dressed later. There is nothing to worry about.
I'll be mortified. I'm still in my pajamas. I have to put my trousers on.
Not too late, am I?
No,
not at all. Please come in.
Thank you. But who is this?
We were expecting you. Please come in.
Anne? That's not her.
Dad. Thank you for coming so early. Would you like a drink, a coffee, or...
No, thanks.
And you've had your breakfast. Well, make yourself comfortable.
I don't want her. Where's the one I like? Where is she?
Dad, what are you talking about? Say hello to Laura.
Something doesn't make sense about this. It doesn't make sense.
Do you remember me? We met yesterday. We were starting to get to know one another. And I told you I'd come back. Just to see the way you did things and whether I could help you. Do you remember? You don't remember. Andre, do you remember? Do you remember?
To you, Dad. I've spoken to Pierre.
Pierre,
Dad, I've spoken to him.
I don't care for him, that fellow.
He's not a fellow, Dad. He's the man I love. Anyway, I've spoken to him, and do you remember at first? Oh, how shall I put this? I was wondering... What do you think of this room? It's rather nice, isn't it?
It looks onto the park.
Yes, it's very nice. It's a bit like being in a hotel. Don't you think?
That's what all the residents say.
I think you might be better off here.
Where?
Here, Dad. I was wondering if it wouldn't be more reassuring, nicer for you, if we came to a joint decision that you should move in here. What do you think?
What about you? What are you going to do? Where are you going to sleep? Which room?
Well, if you remember, Dad, I'm going to go and live in London.
No, you're not.
I am. Remember, we talked about it, remember?
But you said... Are you sure?
Yes.
You told me you were staying here with me.
No. I have to go. It's important. I've already explained it to you. And I'll come back and see you often.
What about me?
You'll stay here. In Paris.
All on my own? What about your sister? Where's she?
Oh, Dad.
Why? If you knew how much I missed her...
I do too, Dad. I miss her too. We all miss her.
Mm.
It's time.
I didn't ask about the time. I asked what I was doing here.
How do you mean?
Who put this bed here in the middle of the drawing room? Anne, it's getting out of hand. I'm sorry to say this, but it's getting out of hand.
Don't get upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just saying you don't put a bed in the middle of the drawing room. Makes no sense at all. Where's Anne?
Look, I brought you your medication.
You bugger off with your medication. What are you, a nurse?
Yes.
Oh. So you are. Oh, so that's it. Oh, I see. You're a nurse.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, that's what I was thinking, boy. You're the type. Typical nurse. So what are you doing here?
Sorry?
What are you doing here?
Looking after you.
You don't say looking after me.
Yes.
First I've heard of it. Since when?
Quite a few weeks now.
Quite a few weeks now. I'm happy to hear it. Amazing. No one tells me anything in this house. It's always a fait accompli. I really need a little word with Anne. It's all starting to... I thought we were getting a new one.
A new what?
Nurse, a new nurse. The one who looked a bit like Elise, my other daughter. I met her the other day, didn't I?
All right, will you take your medication?
She was supposed to start this morning, Laura, wasn't she?
I think you're getting mixed up, Andre.
The one who reminded me of Elise.
Right.
All right. Let's take this medication. Not timed to the minute, is it? What time is it?
Time for your medication.
I've lost my watch. You don't know where I've lost my watch. Anne!
Your daughter isn't here, Andre.
Where is she? She's gone out.
If you remember, your daughter lives in London.
No, she thought she was going to, in the end, didn't happen.
She's been living there several months.
My daughter, London, now. Oh, never stops raining in London.
Oh, look. Yesterday, this postcard she sent you. We read it together, don't you remember?
What is this nonsense?
Look. I tell you this every day. You ought to remember it by now. She lives in London because she met a man called Pierre, who she now lives with. But she comes to see you sometimes.
Anne?
Yes. She quite often comes for the weekend. She comes here. You go for a walk in the park. She tells you about her new life, what she's up to. The other day, she brought you some tea, because you like tea.
Me? I detest tea. I only drink coffee.
But it's very good tea.
Everything all right?
Huh?
Fine, we were just going to get dressed.
Huh? Everything all right?
There you go.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
See you later.
Him, that one. Who's he?
Who?
Him who just left.
That's Olivier.
Olivier?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, why?
Well, how should I put this? What's he doing here? In my flat? Do I know him?
Yes, he's Olivier. You see him every day.
I do. And you?
What?
I'm sorry, but my mind has gone blank. Who are you exactly?
I'm Martine.
Martine? Yes, yeah, yeah. Martine Olivier.
Yes.
Right. What about me?
What about you?
Who exactly am I?
You? You're Andre.
Andre?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Andre. Nice name, I think. Andre.
It's a very nice name.
My mother gave it to me, I imagine. Did you know her?
Who?
My mother.
No.
It was... She had very big eyes. I can see her face now.
I was hoping she'd come and visit me sometimes. Mummy, you were saying she often comes at the weekends.
Your daughter?
No, Mummy. I want my mummy. I want my mummy. I want to get out of here because someone come and fetch me.
Oh, shush.
I want my mummy to come and fetch me. I want to go back home.
What's the matter with you? Andre. Andre, what's the matter with you? Oh, come here. Come to me, tell me what the matter is. Yes.
I feel as if I'm losing all my leaves, one after the other.
Your leaves? What are you talking about?
The branches in the wind. I don't understand anything anymore. Do you understand anything? All this business about the flat. Do you know where you can lay your head down anymore? I know where my watch is, that I do know, on my wrist for the journey. If not, I wouldn't know when I might have to.
First, we'll get dressed, shall we? We'll get dressed and then we'll go and have a walk in the park, all right? Good. All the trees and the leaves. And then we'll come back here and have something to eat in the canteen. And then you'll have a siesta. All right? And if you're on form, we'll take another little walk in the park, the two of us. Because it's a nice day, isn't it? The sun's out. We have to make the most of it. Doesn't happen every day. Never lasts very long when the weather's as good as this, does it? So, let's get dressed. Is that all right? Not now. Don't be a baby. No. Come with me, all right? Come on. Easy. Easy. You'll be all right in a minute. You'll be all right.
In The Father, by Florian Zeller, André was played by Kenneth Cranham, and Anne was played by Claire Skinner. Pierre was played by Nicholas Gleaves, Laura by Kirsty Oswald, The Man by Jim Sturgeon, and The Woman by Rebecca Charles. The Father, translated by Christopher Hampton, was a Theatre Royal Bath, Ustinov Studio, and Tricycle Theatre production. It was directed by James MacDonald, with sound design by Christopher Schutt, and was produced for radio by Mary Peat.
If you missed any of The Father or you'd like to hear it again, you'll find it on the Radio 3 website, along with other productions in our Drama on 3 collection. Next week, The Devil Comes to Moscow in Mikhail Bulgakov's fantastical and frightening satire of Soviet life, Margarita and the Master. He unleashes a whirlwind of chaos that entangles Moscow's literary elite, Margarita and her beloved, a condemned writer known only as the Master. Jesus Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate, as well as the vodka-drinking giant tomcat behemoth. You'll need a strong stomach for Drama on Three next week, usual time, 9 o'clock.
All this week, Radio 3 showcases one of Europe's most distinguished orchestras. We join the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra for its most recent season of concerts, including music by Strauss, Dvorak, Vivaldi and Schubert. The orchestra is joined on stage by the cream of today's conducting talent, from Andras Nelsons and Riccardo Muti to its longtime chief conductor, Maris Janssens. Join me, Katie Derham, for Afternoon on Three, beginning tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. Or catch up with every note via the Radio 3 website.
There's a rare chance later tonight to hear a very youthful piece by Richard Strauss, the violin concerto he wrote while he was still at school. I'll be playing that and the slightly later violin sonata beginning at 11:30 tonight. That's after another helping of early music late with Aileen Manahan-Thomas.
Hello. Tonight we have a concert from last year's Rheinfokal Festival, given in the Church of St Severus in Boppard, in west-central Germany. The British ensemble The Marian Consort, directed by Rory McCleary, present a programme of sacred Renaissance anthems, interspersed with the movements of Byrd's Mass for Four Voices. It's the so-called Golden Age of Elizabeth I's reign, and the music reflects the flowering of genius under the religious stability of the period, albeit a turbulent time. And it's with one of Elizabeth's most popular and longest-serving composers that we start, William Byrd, a known Catholic composing for a Protestant queen. The Marian Consort begin with a set of his motets and service music, three pieces in all, Miserere Mei Deus, Gaudeamus Omnis in Domino, and from his Mass for Four Voices, the Kyrie.